The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So God's plan never changed. He still desires that earth be like heaven. This kingdom is initially an invisible reality that is lived out of the heart, not out of the head. This invisible reality is more powerful than anything in this earth. So we were made to live in heaven's atmosphere. Today, we hear building because we refer to the building as the church. You are the church, a political governing body sent from another government. Who is my government? My king. Who is my king? Jesus. 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 I know he's God, but say his name. You are sent to bring forth a manifestation of this new government wherever you are going, because you're preparing the way for the king. This is your hour. It's time for us to now desire the best of God. Your royalty must be expressed. You're moving into the golden age.
We're talking on a topic called the wealth transfer. Now, how did I get here? And as best I can track it, I came through the door of faith. And I learned about a topic called the kingdom of God. And I began to study it. Now, I've heard something about it before that, because I used that as a principle in terms of leaving a company that we were in. The company had been good to me, but it was time to go. And I just, every time I try to leave, something comes up. I have to pay something, maybe need a new pair of shoes, car note due, whatever. And we really hadn't had that much savings to depart. In fact, we'd purchased a home and so forth. But I used the principles of this thing. The kingdom of God is as a man sows a seed. And the seed, the Bible says in Luke chapter 8:11, is the word of God. So I used the word of God to actually obey God. It strengthened me. But I started then studying about the kingdom. Now, I had heard about that, because that's a whole different paradigm. It's a whole different mindset, how you look at things. That kingdom started me looking at the church as a part of the government of God. And the government, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. That this government is going to be spreading throughout the nations. And that I was to have a part in that. Now, I'd been raised in a church, a denominational church, in Tuskegee, Alabama. And that's where I was raised. And I mean, that's what I was taught. Everything to me was that denomination. And we didn't teach this, we taught that, and didn't teach that, and so forth. So then I started learning about the kingdom. And I saw that I had been understanding and learning about the gospel of salvation. And that is, get folks saved. And the denomination I came, they preach salvation every Sunday. But then I start studying the Bible, and it said over in Mark chapter 1 and verse 14, talk about after John was put in prison, then Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. So one of them is talking about getting saved, but the other one is talking about how to live saved. And so what happened was, it says in verse 15, he said that the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent ye and believe the gospel. Jesus himself came to reveal again the kingdom of God and to reintroduce the kingdom into this earth and society. We had seen smatterings of it in the Old Testament, but he came to bring it. Now, where was this kingdom? It was in the garden. Now, where is he taking us? He's taking us back to the garden. He said, we're going backwards. No. Garden, in the Garden of Eden, was the highest kind of life. I mean, because God's restoring it, we know we can live better. But that is a picture of what God wanted the earth to be like. So what God did is he created. The Bible says over in Genesis chapter 2, God planted a garden eastward in Eden. He didn't say he spoke this. The way he did and when he created the other thing. He planted this garden. Where did he get the seeds from? From heaven. So he made this spot like heaven. And then put mankind in it. So we were made to live in heaven's atmosphere. And when you see the praise and worship going here, that's what happens. He's transitioning the atmosphere. Okay. That's why in the last days, you're going to see healings just from music. Yeah, because no sickness can exist in heaven. So instead of now us thinking about, well, when we all get to heaven, okay, that's fine. But Jesus came to bring heaven to earth. And he said, for you to pray that thy kingdom come, thy will be done where? In earth as it is where? In heaven. So God's plan never changed. His word does not change. He still desires that earth be like heaven. Well, that's a little heaven, what he planted in this garden and put a man in it. But then he blessed that man. And he said over in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, and God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and every creeping thing that moveth upon the earth. And so he blessed them. Wasn't communicating now. He was transferring the power. What power? The same power he used to create the earth, he put it on man so that man could finish creation. Now, also he said replenish. Replenish means to perpetually renew and supply. So he's going to take mankind and let mankind govern this earth, and anything that's worn out, mankind can perpetually renew it. So if your liver is worn out, he will replace it. Come on now. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm saying this is the gospel of the kingdom. See, it's more than just getting saved. Thank God I'm saved. But we've been saved and still sick. Come on, saved and still having marriage problems. Saved and still kind of broke. But that's not going to happen anymore because we're in the kingdom now. So the Bible says in Colossians chapter 1, and starting at verse 12, he said this. He said that giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet or able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of light, keep going, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom, what? Of his dear Son. So where are you? You're in the kingdom of God. You're in that kingdom. And in that kingdom, there is no scarcity where you live. Come on. There is no sickness where you live. Got it? Now, what has happened is that I had to take and understand this kingdom, that this kingdom is initially an invisible reality that is lived out of the heart, not out of the head, out of the heart. And this invisible reality is more powerful than anything in this earth. The Bible says his kingdom rules over everything. It's more powerful. Now, you and I are representatives of this kingdom. So when God says to Peter, whom do they say that I am? Who do you say that I am? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, well, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you, Peter, but my Father which is in heaven. And thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So people have known the revelation of what he's saying, so my church is Saint Peter. Now, that's all right. But he was going deeper than that. He was saying, wait a minute, Peter. Church is not a building. Church, when Peter heard church, he didn't hear building. But today, we hear building because we refer to the building as a church. But this building is a building. It is an auditorium. You are the church. You are the church. Now, what is that church? If you define it from the Greek, it's the word ekklesia, which means called out ones, or watch this, political governing body. So the church is a political governing body sent from another government. Paul calls us over in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, then now are we what? Ambassadors of Christ. So what is an ambassador? Ambassador is a diplomatic official. So I am a diplomat. I am sent from another government to do what? Transact business on behalf of my government. Who is my government? My king. Who is my king? Jesus. 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 I know he's God, but say his name. The enemy doesn't like you to say his name. All kinds of folk talk about God. Say Jesus. He's the Messiah. He is the Holy One. Okay? Now, in that, so I'm representing him. So now, wherever I go, I am supposed to bring whatever's going on in there in order. Let me show you. I'm just running through these verses for you. Look at Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 7, please. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7. And look what he says here. Increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it. You got to put that under there. To order it. And to establish it with judgment. Keep going. And justice henceforth and forevermore. Justice. When the church lost its voice of justice, many times it lost its influence in the world. The arm of justice is going to be the church. Now, to order it. So we're going to bring everything that's out of line back in order. So over in Matthew 18 and 18, he said, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth. So your idea about it is nothing is supposed to exist there without your permission. Well, we heard a testimony up here this afternoon. We heard where they saw some girls fighting and beating another girl, but they went over there to intervene. And one of them was standing back calling the name of Jesus. Are you following what I'm saying? So my point to you is that you are sent to bring forth a manifestation of this new government wherever you are going. Why? Because you're preparing the way for the king. The king is coming. What is the king's name? Jesus. He's coming. He's on his way. And you got to get things ready. John the Baptist prepared the way for the first coming. That's when he was born as a child here. But you're preparing the way for the second coming. And he's coming. Soon. We got work to do. All right. Now, I had to understand that. Why? Because out of that, I got the right mental picture in my mind. And I used this example before. If I'm in Chicago and trying to get to an address, and I've got a Detroit map, it's going to be pretty hard to get to that address. Am I right about it? So I'm saying the kingdom of God is a paradigm. It's a shift in our thinking. It forms another mental picture. And a lot of people haven't gotten to the rest of what God wants to give them because they haven't shifted into the kingdom paradigm. They need a map to get to where God has taken them to go. Say amen to that. Are you following what I'm saying here? All right, so now after that, I got into start teaching on renewing of the mind, taught on that for almost a year. After that, I talked about the power of confession and so forth, taught on that. And then the blessing of Abraham, taught on that. He even wrote songs about it and so forth. And then it came down, and as we continued, we went into vengeance and recompense. There is a vengeance that is needed in the last days if we're to finish the work. Now, a lot of people look at vengeance as some kind of revenge or some kind of emotional retaliation. That is not vengeance. The vengeance of the Lord. It is the justice, the heart of justice, God's love for justice in the earth and working that justice on our behalf. All right, let me just show you a couple of scriptures here. I'm still on track. We're talking about the wealth transfer. Let's look at Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me, the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Now notice, that's where Jesus stopped. And the reason why that's where Jesus stopped is because that's all Jesus is supposed to do. But you and I are supposed to do the rest. Under the guidance of the Holy Ghost. You with me? And the day of vengeance of our God to comfort how many? All that mourn. Next verse. And to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Look at verse 4. And they shall build the old waste places. How many synagogues did Jesus build? Zero. How many schools did Jesus build? Zero. How many businesses did Jesus build? Zero. Why? That wasn't his mission. That's your mission. That's your mission. Now, God has sent you some help to do it. That the Holy Spirit, number one job of the Holy Spirit, is to execute vengeance upon all the enemies of God's people. Anything that's holding you back from your destiny and the assignment that God has given you, the Holy Spirit is authorized to deal with it. And watch this, nothing shall escape him. Not the slightest thing shall escape him. Are you with me? Now this has to be preached. Because vengeance hasn't been preached many times, we've been victims. You got what I'm saying? Now, how did I get here? Through the door of the kingdom. Because the kingdom hasn't been preached, people haven't arrived here. But because we didn't know who we were and didn't know what we had, once you understand vengeance, it'll change your entire attitude and how your outlook about your destiny. Completely. When you know nothing can hurt you, it changes your attitude. When Daniel got thrown in the lion's den, Here he was in the lion's den. Now understand, what did they do to get him in there? They changed the laws. Did they change the law? They say you can't pray in school. They, in his case, they said you can't pray to any other god except this king. Well, God, Daniel's not going to do that. What did Daniel do? You would think he'd stop praying. No, he didn't. He went up in his room, opened the window. Watch this. Hashandarabahaya. See, when you know nobody can hurt you, it's a whole different attitude. That God would execute vengeance on your behalf. So that you can finish the work that he's called you to do. Look what it said. For we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth to who? Me. And I will what? Recompense, saith the Lord. And again, come on, the Lord shall judge his people. Who's going to judge you? The Lord is. Not some other system. Because I'm on assignment. I said I'm on assignment. Now they might try to judge me, but that judge is not the high judge. But recompense, what is recompense? For whatever was suffered, God will make Satan pay you back. Now notice, you don't get mad at people. Because people are being used. Let me show you what I'm talking about. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 17, I think it is. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. All right, let me give you a translation because that doesn't help you out too much. The whole world is under the control of the evil one. The whole world. I don't care how slick they think they are. Come on. I don't think how much money they think they've accumulated. The whole world. They couldn't outmaneuver Satan if they wanted to. The only one that can beat the system is Jesus. The only one. That's why that system is so tight and so strong. Come on up to Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, please. Revelation 12, 9, that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the who? Devil. And who? Satan. So they don't want you to have any mix up as to who they're talking about here. Which deceiveth how much of the world?
The whole world.
The whole world. The whole world. So notice what's happening. He's controlling it. All right, look at Luke chapter 5, please. Pardon me, Luke chapter 4 and verse 5. I'm just pointing these out to you now. Because I'm going somewhere with wealth transfer.
Yes,
the devil taketh him up to a high mountain, took Jesus up. He showed him all the kingdom of the world in a moment of time. Watch this. And the devil said to him, all this power will I give you and the glory of them, for they are delivered to me, and whosoever I will give it. Keep going. If thou wilt worship me, all shall be yours. If you worship me, I'll give you everything. And that's still what the devil is saying to folks today. If you serve me, I'll make your name great. Just come on, come on out of the church and sing what I want you to say. Come on, do what I want you to do. I'll make your name great. But see, Satan can't keep anything alive. Why? Because he's a dead spirit. That's why the drug dealers don't last. Only what you do for Jesus will last. I trust that you were blessed by this exciting teaching. It's called The Wealth Transfer. Now, this is part of a 4-disc series. Now, here are some important points I want you to remember. Number one. The same blessing that was on Adam to be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth is on mankind today to finish creation. Now, number two,
He has translated us into the kingdom of God. Now, this reality lives first out of our hearts and then out of our heads. Number three, many haven't gotten to the rest and the best of God because there must be a shift in our thinking to the way God does things. Praise God. Now, our announcer is going to give you some important information on how to order this exciting, powerful set of teachings on the wealth transfer, and I'll be right back.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So God's plan never changed. He still desires that earth be like heaven. This kingdom is initially an invisible reality that is lived out of the heart, not out of the head. This invisible reality is more powerful than anything in this earth. So we were made to live in heaven's atmosphere. Today, we hear building because we refer to the building as the church. You are the church, a political governing body sent from another government. Who is my governor? My king. Who is my king? Jesus. 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 I know he's God, but say his name. You are sent to bring forth a manifestation of this new government wherever you are going, because you're preparing the way for the king. This is your hour. It's time for us to now desire the best of God. Your royalty must be expressed. You're moving into the golden age.
Enter the golden age with a new revelation of your rightful ownership in this earth and your kingdom responsibility to glorify God in Pastor Winston's dynamic teaching entitled, The Wealth Transfer. To order on CD or DVD, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org.
Now remember, the church is not a building. The church is you, the believer. We're a governing body and the arm of the justice of God that'll bring everything that's out of line with heaven's government back into order. Now, as we prepare this, we're preparing for the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is a powerful teaching, and this is kind of the foundation of the wealth transfer. Well, this is Bill Winston. Until next time, keep walking by faith.
Bill Winston Ministries.